My name is Alex Rock. I'm from Ray, Colorado, northeastern Colorado. I come from a feedlot background. We feed beef cattle for meat production, for slaughter, and then also a dairy heifer development program for a dairy in Iowa. We farm irrigated and dry land, circle pivot irrigation. We're around that 7,000 acres with an additional 2,500 or so custom farming. We grow corn, wheat, millet, sunflowers, soybeans, and alfalfa in a rotational mix there.
Hey, this girl from Illinois knows nothing about growing sunflowers and millet. So I see a lot of corn and soybeans in my backyard. Tell me a little bit about the progression of your family farm. I know you guys have some Illinois background.
You bet. My great-grandfather actually started in Nashville, Illinois, as a dairy farmer and relocated in 1946 to Brighton, Colorado, the Hake Dairy, actually, and continued to milk cows there until about 1995, 98. And we actually relocated the operation to Hudson, Colorado, just north of Denver there, 30 miles. And then we, in December 1999, we relocated the entire operation again to Ray, Colorado, 150 miles east, right where Kansas, Nebraska meet Colorado, in that Three Corners area right there. And mainly for the ability to expand and grow the operation so that I could continue farming. With the family, and then you know now I have two boys of my own that I hope they'll at least have the ability to come back to the farm.
And one of the things that has been a huge topic, it's been one for you, it's been one for growers across the country. Last year's growing season was not really well. People didn't know really what to expect. Things turned out okay in the end, it seemed, for everyone. How does that set you up for going into 2014? Well, and you've already got some of your wheat crop in.
Exactly. And actually, last year for our wheat crop, last year was probably the worst crop we've had in a long time. Everything else did turn out within reason. I mean, was what we expected. Going into this next year, 2014, we had really good submoisture to drill wheat into. We have a really good wheat crop up and actually starting to come out of dormancy. We didn't have as much snow this winter like we normally do, but we have had some early rains in the fall. So we're going into a good start for our wheat crop this year.
And now talk to me a little bit about how important, you guys are kind of on the cutting edge of precision agriculture in your neck of the woods. Tell me a little bit about how important that is.
You bet. Yuma County has actually been one of the first counties, progressive counties in the U.S. to actually take up precision agriculture. And so we've tried to take that on early as possible. In every aspect that we can, we've seen a huge benefit, both monetarily savings and then yield increase. Also, with variable rate fertilizer has been a huge one. Variable rate seeding on both irrigated and dry land, and then also variable rate irrigation with our pivot sprinklers. So, because of our water situation, we need to conserve as much as possible. So we're in a no-till situation, dry land, and then also a minimum till, strip till situation, irrigated.
And you mentioned the snow, and a lot of places across the Midwest were getting hammered with snow this year. Sometimes I think we forget in the wintertime how important that snowpack really is. Not such a good year for you this year.
You bet. And actually, for us out on the plains, yeah, we didn't get as much snow, but the mountains are actually, they have been receiving quite a bit of snow, so we should receive a little bit of that water. Obviously, it's not direct the way we would like in rain, but moisture, any little bit of moisture helps. So,
and I found it interesting, out there in the plains country that you are, about how much rain do you get on an average year?
Our average rainfall will be 12 to 16 inches, and 16 inches is around that. That's a more of a good year.
Do you ever think about if you live somewhere else and somebody else came out to where you are, how different your farming practices are?
Yeah, and I've met a lot of farmers through conferences and things like this through from the Midwest, Iowa. And everybody has a different situation, different struggles. They have too much water. They tile, try to get it, keep it off the, try to let it run off the ground. We terrace and use no-till situations to try to keep as much moisture on our ground as possible. We were running into resistant weeds that a lot of guys aren't running into, different kinds of resistant weeds and even different areas. It'd be a crazy deal to swap shoes with some of them farmers because we both wouldn't know what to do. So,
and a little bit about the dairy operation. You guys aren't milking cows anymore, but you're still very much active with it.
Correct. Actually, the dairy operation comes from my mom's side, the Hake side, And when we got rid of the dairy, my mom said we'll never milk cows again. So she grew up with it. And, you know, this is kind of a way to stay involved with the dairy, and also just to help us be more diverse in our operation. You know, anytime you can be more diverse, I think you're better off.
All right. Well, he's Alex Rock from Colorado. Thank you so much.
Thank you.